sooner rather than later, because there are other Hollywood unions that will be going up towards negotiations next year.
In Miami last night, the third Republican debate of the campaign season turned personal.
Vivek Ramaswamy decided to go after Nikki Haley during a question on the NBC debate about TikTok.
Well, I want to laugh at why Nikki Haley didn't answer your question, which is about looking at families in the eye. In the last debate, she made fun of me for actually joining TikTok while her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time. So you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Nikki Haley then said,
"Here's the truth.
You're just
the easy answer.
You're just scum." Matt Piper, CBS News.
Donald Trump held a campaign rally at the same time as the debate, about 10 miles away. Israel continues to ignore domestic and international demands for a ceasefire in Gaza, says CBS's Charlie Daggett in Tel Aviv.
Tens of thousands of residents streaming from the north. But even the south provides no sanctuary. Hospitals in the main southern city of Khan Yunis are overflowing with bomb victims. Each life lost adds to the international condemnation for the war in Gaza.
A study has found that a more flexible workplace cuts the risk of heart disease and stroke in older employees. Lead author Lisa Berkman is an epidemiologist at Harvard.
People who were randomized to work sites where our goal was to increase schedule control and workplace flexibility had, at the end of the intervention, a reduced risk of cardiovascular disease.
Now CBS's Jim Krasula reports on legal action over a chemical preservative that's been used to make tires for 60 years.
Two California commercial fishing organizations have sued the country's 13 biggest tire makers over a chemical found in almost every tire because it kills migrating salmon.
You got a fast car. I got a plan to get
Luke Combs won the Country Music Association Single of the Year Award last night for his version of Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. She won Song of the Year for the tune, which was written in 1988.
Finally see what it means to be living.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own?
It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got four in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to four. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The four-month-long Actors Union strike is ending now. The union representing movie and television actors said yesterday it had reached a tentative deal with the studios. Miranda Banks at Loyola Marymount University.
There's a lot of momentum to get production underway, and that is important to move forward sooner rather than later, because there are other Hollywood unions that will be going up towards negotiations next year.
In Miami last night, the third Republican debate of the campaign season turned personal.
Vivek Ramaswamy decided to go after Nikki Haley during a question on the NBC debate about TikTok.
Well, I want to laugh at why Nikki Haley didn't answer your question, which is about looking at families in the eye. In the last debate, she made fun of me for actually joining TikTok while her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time. So you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Nikki Haley then said,
"Here's the truth.
You're just scum.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Donald Trump held a campaign rally at the same time as the debate, about 10 miles away. Israel continues to ignore domestic and international demands for a ceasefire in Gaza, says CBS's Charlie Daggett in Tel Aviv.
Tens of thousands of residents streaming from the north. But even the south provides no sanctuary. Hospitals in the main southern city of Khan Yunis are overflowing with bomb victims. Each life lost adds to the international condemnation for the war in Gaza.
A study has found that a more flexible workplace cuts the risk of heart disease and stroke in older employees. Lead author Lisa Berkman is an epidemiologist at Harvard.
People who were randomized to work sites where our goal was to increase schedule control and workplace flexibility had, at the end of the intervention, a reduced risk of cardiovascular disease.
Now CBS's Jim Krasula reports on legal action over a chemical preservative that's been used to make tires for 60 years.
Two California commercial fishing organizations have sued the country's 13 biggest tire makers over a chemical found in almost every tire because it kills migrating salmon.
You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here.
Luke Combs won the Country Music Association Single of the Year Award last night for his version of Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. She won Song of the Year for the tune, which was written in 1988.
Finally see what it means to be living.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinair.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. Greg Bach in studio with me, Kelvin on the board, and we are delighted to have our guest, the co-founder of Milwaukee Record, Matt Wild, is joining us this morning. Good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
Hello, Jane. Very nice to be here. Hello, Jane. Hello, Greg. Nice to see both of you this fine, drizzly morning.
It's been a while since we've had you on the show. It's good to see you again.
It has been a while, so I'm just curious which guest dropped out at the last moment that you had to come to me. But
no, Matt, that's not how this went.
Happy to do it.
No.
I'm like...
We were after you the whole time.
Yes.
I feel like I'm the Regis Philbin of local media. Like if someone drops out, just get Regis.
No, that's Tyler. Tyler's the Regis.
Thank you.
There you go. No, actually the reason why you're on, you were the, like when I saw this, I reached out to you immediately because yes. I saw that you made the trek to Costco in New Berlin. Was it?
Yes, New Berlin Costco. Yes.
What did you do? Why did you go to Costco in New Berlin? And I have to imagine a very early time too, right?
Got up bright and early to go a couple of weeks ago to the New Berlin Costco to attend a vodka signing by the one and only Jason Momoa. You may know him as Aquaman. You may know him as he was in Game of Thrones too. I never watched Game of Thrones, but Aquaman himself.
Yeah,
was doing a tour of the Midwest, signing bottles of his own premium vodka, and he made an appearance at the New Berlin Costco, and I just had to be there. Really, I couldn't miss it. It's kind of the story years ago from Milwaukee Record. Years ago, 50 Cent did something similar. He came around and was selling bottles of his own vodka, and I attended this vodka signing years ago for 50 Cent. I wrote a kind of minute-by-minute recap of it for Milwaukee Record, and for whatever reason, that has become like a real signature piece for Milwaukee Record and myself. When I die, that stupid article will be on my tombstone that I waited in line for 8 hours to get a signed bottle of 50 Cent vodka.
You waited for 8 hours?
It was about, 7-8 hours that time. The Jason Momoa, happily, not 8 hours.
From what I understand, though, there was a little hiccup because from what I've been told, you can go to Costco and buy alcohol without a membership because you can't, I guess there's like a Wisconsin law, you can't have like a membership type of thing. I can walk in there, buy beer and leave. They don't have to card me. But that's not what happened with you.
No, I was in line for about an hour, and then a Costco employee was kind of going through the line, talking to everyone, asking if everyone was indeed a Costco member, because you apparently needed to be a Costco member to, get inside and get your bottle of vodka signed by Jason Momoa. So I panicked, and I quickly hopped on my phone, and I'm, trying to sign up for Costco. Now, I'd been kind of live tweeting this the entire time, and my wife, who was out of state at the time. She apparently saw my tweet and then immediately called me and said, "You are not signing up for a Costco membership, are you, just to get this signed bottle of Jason Momoa vodka?" And I said, "Too late. It's, you know,
it's done.
We're members. We're in." So
I get the executive membership.
Yes, I'm a proud card-carrying member of Costco now.
Yeah.
And I still need to pick up some windshield wipers from there. So I'll be back.
Well, they're in packs of 50, so you'll be fine.
Perfect.
So saw the pictures. You got a picture with him. Did you get to talk to him at all? Did you get to, like, have a moment? Or was it just boom, boom, done?
It was a moment. No, I mean, I the real reason I go to these things, that I went to the 50 Cent one and this one, is not so much that I care so much about the celebrity. I certainly don't care about the vodka, but I just go for the weird, like, you know, inline drama that, you know, manifests throughout the morning and afternoon. And that's really why I'm there. But there was a little hiccup at the end. There were, you know, like 8,000 people waiting in line for Jason Momoa. And near the end, there was some sort of executive decision to say that, okay, we're not, you know, taking people inside the store anymore. He, in fact, is going to come out and kind of hop next to everyone in line for a brief moment. And you were able to take a selfie with him. For that brief moment that he was there, and he just, like, went down the line person by person like that. And so, you know, they were like, "All right, get your cameras ready, put him in selfie mode. Here he comes."
Yeah.
And sure enough, he, you know, hopped down the line, and there he was suddenly right behind me. I don't know if I put this in the article. I did, you know, of course, a minute by minute recap of this, you know, incredible event. And the one moment that sticks in my mind, when he was right behind me, he did this, like, real quiet kind of, like, "Yeah," sound, like, in my ear. It was kind of creepy, kind of, I don't know. Maybe he did it for everyone, but he gave me a little "Yeah," and then he moved on.
That's a man who just loves his life.
No kidding.
I mean, he's living the most charmed life, and I love how much he embraces that. Besides all that, well, I would have been, the first thing I would have been like, "Hey, can I get my money back for my Costco membership? I got what I needed."
It turned out I didn't need the Costco membership because he came outside. So I'm still smarting from that.
I'm curious how Jason Momoa's vodka compares to 50 Cent's vodka.
Well, that's the thing. And that's kind of the most ridiculous part of this whole story. I was in line for about 3 hours waiting for him to do this, waiting to get my bottle of vodka. He comes out. We take the, you know, quick selfie with him, and he moves on. And I guess I was kind of so starstruck or something that I was like, "Well, that's it." And I just hopped out of line, hopped in my car, and drove off. And it wasn't until minutes later that I realized, oh, I didn't go inside and get the stupid bottle of vodka. So I came away vodka-less. I have the selfie.
That's like an episode of a sitcom right there. I mean, that's right. Like, that's beautiful. That's so great. By the way, everyone who's listening right now and watching on the live stream, we are talking to Milwaukee Record co-founder Matt Wild about a wild story. See what I did there? That's radio there.
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
Thank you, Rich. And also Calvin behind the boards let us know that his name on Game of Thrones was Khal Drogo, which I knew, I just forgot. So that was his character. So you had that wonderful experience. That was really cool. So Esther Flones, who is a local drag queen, hosts a series of drag bingo events around the city. I help out with one at Lakefront Brewery. We were talking about that. I think it was the night or two nights before he showed up, Jason Momoa showed up, and she said, "I'm going there in full drag at 3 a.m. And I was like, "Okay, yeah, whatever, cool." So I sent her a text the next day. I'm like, "Did you go?" She goes, "Oh yeah, I'm in line." Oh no, I sent her a text saying, "I see you're in line because you mentioned it, Matt, on Twitter."
Yep.
And then I'm like, "What time did you really get there?" And she sent a text that simply said 3 a.m., but the way that text read to me was, "3 a.m., you idiot."